go through the some of the lachos of a rovis. The rovis are set, the shear of the rovis is the same as the shear of a dasim. It's three tefachim long, and per person for should be machmer to calculate that for the mitzvah deraisa as 12 inches. The shear is measured in the wood, not in the branch, not in the leaves. So the fact you have the leaf sticking up on top doesn't count for that purpose. When the rubbers are placed in the together with the lulav, excuse me. So the hadassim should be placed a little. The hadassim should be placed a little bit higher than their rubber. It doesn't mean that necessarily one has to be longer than the other. Just when you place it in, you place it in such a way that the top of the hadassim is higher than that of the rubber. It's measured by the wood.
Oh, that's awesome.
The higher hadassim and the higher rubber, everything is measured on the stem itself, on the branch itself, not on the leaves, not by the leaves. The there is a problem nictam rosho if the top of the branch is missing, so that it's a problem. The rubber should be taken. The lachos of the dalaminim have to be taken derek gedulim. You have to hold them in the way they grow. So the lulav has to be facing upwards. The dasim rovas have to be facing upwards. Sometimes, if you use a rovas which are young and they're not fully grown, they're droopy. You'll see people like they're holding their daliminum. You see like the rovas are like flipping over to the side. If they start facing downwards, they're not considered derech gedulim anymore, and you will not be yotzei. So you want to make sure that you do agad and you hold it in such a way that it's going to be facing upwards. So you put it into that little holder, the casserole, that holds it in place. Sometimes the casserole itself, because it gets wet, etc., also droops. So you should put a band around the casserole to keep it in place. It should be facing upwards. One other place you have this issue, just want to talk about, is there are two other places we have this issue, is when you do the nanuim, when you go downwards, or you go backwards, you go downwards. Some people had a minute to tilt the lulav down. So it's preferred in the Lachman. Shabur says it's preferred that you should go, instead of tilting the lulav down and placing the lulav downwards, at that point in time, it's no longer being held in the proper way. You just move it downwards. The lulav is still facing the correct direction, and you move it down towards the ground. The other place you have it is if you do the lulav back to Marav, you're facing Mizrach, you do that, which is behind you, over your shoulder. So you go over your shoulder and you go down, and you now have the lulav facing downwards. So if you do it, if some people turn around to face each direction, the Mishaburis would like that you actually stand in your place and you stand towards Mizrach, and you just put it over your shoulder. But when you do that, you have to make sure that you don't put it so far over your shoulder that it's going facing downwards. It should go over your shoulder, but still be facing up. If you do it like this, so it's facing down, that's not proper to do that. The Kavach Chaim brings up here the Rizal that you actually face each direction, you turn to face that direction as you go, so you wouldn't have that issue. We mentioned already, just want to mention again, when you put the Arovis and the Dasim on the Lulav, you want to make sure that the Lulav is one Tefach higher than the Dasim and the Arovis, and that should be calculated as not, we're not discussing the objective length of all of them, we're discussing once the place together. You have to place it with the lulav extending one tefach higher than the dasim and the rovis. So when we say the lulav, we mean the shedra of the lulav, not the leaves on the top. We mean the shedra. So the shedra could end maybe 10, 12 inches before the top of the lulav. Depending on the type of lulav, some lulav could end 5 inches below the top. It could be 10, 12 inches below the top. Even though your dasim and rovis are nowhere near the top of your lulav, but they are too high. There's not a tefach of the shedra extending above the dasim and the rovas. So you have to make sure you put it in. I mentioned that Rabbi Feinstein has a tshuva about it. He raises the question: possibly you should not be yotze bechlal. The shear of the lulav is one tefach higher than the dasim and the rovas. That's how it's brought down in halacha. So maybe she says, comes out that you are yotze. It's not, but you are definitely yotze. But he definitely strongly points out that this is that you need to place the dasim and the rovas appropriately, that the lulav should extend a tefach above the dasim and the rovas. Have a good morning.